They didn't speak about... Personally, what did you think about the grant of universal franchise?
At first, of course, we thought it might be, most of them will be indigent, won't know how to exercise the vote, but I think towards the end, after a short experience, they picked up a
And have you any sort of opinion on this executive committee system? What do you think of the system?
I didn't think about much about it, but I don't think the executive committee system was really a success.
Why?
Too many, now the executive committee consists of about 7 people. All those 7 people want to stick to their own point of view. If you say something, I'll say, oh no, that's no good. This is the one I want. But in a cabinet system, parliament in this democratic system, you have to say what you have to the cabinet or the minister. Then the minister decides whether she is good or not, we can't say. Generally they do well, well.
Did you have to attend any meetings when you were deputy food controller or Commission of Motor Transport, or did you attend any executive committee meeting?
No.
And in the Tamil area, have you any reason why they have any idea why they boycotted the first election?
You mean
1931? In Jaffna, they didn't contest the seat.
1931. I think that is because the Tamils are dead against Hindi, isn't it?
Yes,
the one. That's why I think boycott election, then who is Crown Secretary, was so angry, he shoved all the signatories officials to the Jaffna.
Why?
To make them realize that if you don't like the signatories, then they are going to govern you.
How did you know that Tiral did so? He told you?
No, we were. All the officials were signatories. Edmund Roddick was a government agent. Dishan district judge was the Singhis, police Singhis, chief judge and Singhis, I was police manager, driver Singhis, then the medical officer Singhis, all Singhis.
Was Tiral prompted by Senanayake and others? I know the Tamils didn't contest the seats because they wanted communal representation and the Donamo people didn't agree to that. But territorial representation brings communal seats virtually. I mean, the Jaffna seats would have been Tamil. And the constitution was tailored to suit individual MPs, and therefore it gave the minorities a greater weight than it would in the normal parliamentary system. So this action seems like they were cutting their nose to spite the face.
Because I didn't have much in politics then.
You wouldn't know how far the headman system influenced the election 31, 36, 47. Have you any idea why Senanayake and Edmund Rodrigo didn't hit it off ultimately? And why he was...
Must have been due to some agriculture.
Yes, he was director of agriculture and...
Because I can't say
I knew there was a conflict of personality there. As Commissioner of Motor Transport and Motor Traffic, who were the ministers you worked under?
Rajat.
Mm-hmm. How did you find him as a minister?
He was very quick in his decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But in my case, he was apt to be informed by some VIPs.
Mm-hmm. And was he lacking in method and consistency?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
I mean, did he go into details sufficiently?
Well, of course, I think he followed exactly what generally what the permanent secretary told him.
Don't you think that DSN Naika made a mistake in the way he treated Bandar Naika after 47? Wasn't he virtually promised the succession and then...
I don't know that, because I think of
What did you think of the various British chief secretaries, Fletcher and Tyrrell and Wedderburn, and then Drayton, Collins?
I didn't have much to do. Only with Tyrrell I came in contact.
Mm-hmm.
Wedderburn, of course, was he?
He was the chief secretary later on,
mm-hmm.
after Tyrrell.
Must have been acting, was it? Can't remember now. Because Wedderburn was a very nice fellow. He was G.A. Gall when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very nice fellow. And he was sympathetic to the people also.
Tyrrell?
Tyrrell, not so much.
Would you say he was very much the old school?
Yes.
Inclined to stand on his dignity?
Yes.
Unpredictable?
No, I don't think I can't say that.
There seems to have been some friction in his time between the three officers of state, the three policemen, and the ministers. Have you any idea?
No, no. I didn't bother about it.
What about the governors themselves, Thompson, Stubbs, Caldicott, Moore?
Of course, we only meet the governors and they come on circuit to the provinces as well, just for the official meeting.
Did any of them impress you particularly?
Stanley, I think, I
met. Mm-hmm. How, in what sort of impression did he create?
He seemed to have the sympathetic aspirations of the people.
Mm-hmm. Genuinely so, or as a matter of...
No, genuinely.
What's your home area?
Well, as far as I know, Colombo.
Colombo. You were educated in Colombo too.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you have, the photographs of Dharmapala and Dr. Harishchandra, and I was wondering...
Hevavita.
And I was wondering whether you were from the Kalpur, Purane area, that area.
No, they are really... grandfather was from Matra.
Oh, I see. Oh, you have a son?
Yeah, my uncle.
Mm-hmm. On your father's side?
Mother's side.
Oh.
My father is from Matra also.
You didn't meet Dhanupal as a youngster?
Oh, yes.
And how did he strike you?
He used to be very frightened of him.
Why? He looked fierce?
No. He was very nationalistic.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when he saw him coming, we used to stay there's a long avenue to the house. As soon as he saw him coming there, he used to run home inside and take off our trousers and wear a cloth.
What was his impact on the villagers? Did they admire him, or was he, I was wondering whether his influence was with the middle class or with the village?
I know most of my, I only met him when I returned from England in 24. Met him in 1930, I think, for a few days. And when before I went to England, I used to meet him a few times.
I mean, even in your family, he was considered rather extreme.
Yes.
Did Dr. Hemavitani also work with him?
Must have, and I don't know, from 1911 I was away.
From the 1911? In England?
Yes.
Through the war? Oh, I see. You didn't participate in the sort of students' union there?
No, there was no students. You mean school?
Ceylon students?
Of course, after I left school I used to attend the meeting sometimes.
What meeting?
Ceylon students, you mean.
You didn't meet E.W. Pereira in England?
Yes, in 1916. They came.
For that protest against the 15 riots?
Yes, that's right. They came to see us at school, when we were in school. Both of them, E.W. and E.W.
Oh, you said we. Who were the we?
My cousin, my Rajavata and my sister.
Oh, I see. They didn't speak about what was going on in Ceylon?
No, they only said there were riots. That's the first time he came to know that they had been riots, then they came and told us.
They must have been rather annoyed. Were they indignant at the way?
No, they didn't speak about the riots. I told them there had been riots. We have come to see the secretary for the families.
I was wondering what sort of impact Dhanupal had on the peasantry. You see, it's very difficult to work it out from this distance, whether he was taken seriously at that time or not, you see.
Yes, I can't say.
I mean, historically he is a very important figure.